This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The House Ethics Committee report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is out. CBS's Peter King has details.
The report says the Florida Republican paid numerous women, including a 17-year-old, for sex. Investigators found he repeatedly bought illegal drugs, sometimes from his Capitol Hill office. The Ethics Committee says there's substantial evidence Gaetz violated House rules and other standards of conduct, prohibiting prostitution, statutory rape, illicit drug use, impermissible gifts, special favors or privileges, and obstruction of Congress.
President Biden has granted clemency to all but three of the 40 federal prisoners facing the death penalty. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says this will become part of Biden's legacy.
What he's pointed to here is in part his discomfort with the death penalty, but also in part his anticipation that President Trump will resume federal executions after President Biden instituted a moratorium in 2021.
The three death row inmates not getting clemency are the mass shooters at a Charleston church and a Pittsburgh synagogue and the Boston Marathon bomber. It turns out Israel's pager and walkie-talkie attack on Hezbollah in September took 10 years to plan. This Mossad agent told 60 Minutes agents planted explosives in the walkie-talkies 10 years ago, and 2 years ago convinced Hezbollah to buy new loaded pagers.
This is a very stupid device by nature. This is the reason they're using it. There's almost no way how to tap it. It's only receiving messages and several grams of explosive.
37 people were killed in the attacks. Thousands were injured soon after Hezbollah agreed to a ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived at court in Tel Aviv to take the stand again in his corruption trial. He's accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars worth of cigars and champagne from a billionaire Hollywood producer in exchange for personal and business favors. The holiday travel rush is on. This woman is logging a lot of steps at Philadelphia's airport.
The weather delayed us. Our gate changed about 14 times in the span of 15 minutes.
A record number of people are expected to travel between now and New Year's. Someone could have a very Merry Christmas. CBS's Matt Piper says a lotto jackpot is approaching $1 billion.
Maybe Santa will have some lottery tickets in his sleigh. The Mega Millions jackpot surged to $944 million over the weekend after no one won on Friday night. The next drawing is Tuesday night.
It will be the seventh largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Dow futures down 22 this morning. S&P futures are up slightly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a winter weather advisory today. The National Weather Service is warning of icy conditions through 6 tonight. Forecasters are talking about a potential glaze of ice that could coat the area, making roads awful. People are advised to expect a slower commute and to be cautious. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans. And the newest resident at the Racine Zoo is a little slow. The zoo has welcomed a two-toed sloth to its animal family. 28-year-old Missy comes to Racine from the Cleveland Zoo. Missy is in her new exhibit at the zoo's Vanishing Kingdom. People can find her on the south side of that building near the Tamarins. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 7:15. Although New Orleans got off to a 2-7 start, I asked Matt LaFleur if they've turned things around under interim head coach Darren Rizzi.
The Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost four games by 3 points or less. I mean, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I would expect us to play our best ball.
NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Kroll on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing three in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And credit to the guards for finding us. They make it easy on us. We just got to go down there and finish. And like you said, these past two games we've been finishing, and hopefully we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Kroll. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some light snow and freezing drizzle on the way today. It's not going to be a lot, but it definitely will be enough to make roads and surfaces very slippery at times, so take it easy today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest 5 to 15. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, 37. Christmas Day, cloudy, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
If you don't have children, none of this should make sense. Like, even the concept of a Saturday night, when you don't have kids, you're like, Saturday! And when you're a parent, you're like, who can we pay to come to this house? Watch this child. And your standards drop so dramatically. Initially, you're like, they should have a PhD. And then you're like, well, how long were they in jail? Murder, it wasn't children, right? Any parent will tell you that, like, having children has enriched their lives. It's exposed them to things they never thought they'd do. Like, kids just, you end up doing things you never thought you'd do. Like, for me, going outside. You ever go outside with real little kids? You don't even know what to do with them. You're like, well, I normally just drink out here. Who wants to play a game of nap?
Eight days a week. local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too at 6:09 at WRJN. Today, cloudy, chance of drizzle, highs 38. Cloudy tonight, lows 32. Cloudy on Christmas Eve, highs 37. Christmas Day, cloudy with a high near 39. Right now, it's cloudy and 34 degrees at Radio Park with CCR. Here we are, down on the corner.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street.
Revival down on the corner. Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics. So, yeah, we've got some Christmas music coming up for you in just a few minutes. Hey, speaking about Christmas, here are some last-minute Christmas gift ideas that are not gift cards, in case you're stuck here 2 days before Christmas. A digital product like a streaming subscription, an online course or video game, an experience like concert tickets or tickets to a football game, and printed photos from your phone placed in a nice frame. Somebody did that. We had our wedding picture taken. Went to the movie theater with a bunch of our friends, and we had a special movie shown. And in the lobby, we took a picture, and one of the guests got this beautiful picture frame and just took an ordinary picture, put it in this gorgeous silver frame, and now it looks great. We look at it every day. It's on the bookshelf, and we look at it every day. So that is a very nice gift idea at the last minute. Picture, it's a nice picture frame, not a $2 picture frame. And makes a nice gift. Get a nice picture to stick in there. Yeah. Hey, at 6:13, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics at WRJN.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around,
I get around, I get around.
get around, I get around,
yeah, get around, round, round.
I get around 6:15 local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics at WRJN. I'm learning how to say good morning in Belgium. Whatever the well, I think is that the language in Belgium. Because our guest this morning will be coming in from Belgium. He is an exchange student, and he's sponsored by Alder Melissa Caprillion, and he's coming in this morning. And I want to how to say good morgen. I think that's how you say it. Good morgen. You know how I am. I don't want to be the ugly American. I mean, I want to learn how to say a little bit in the Belgian language. So we'll start with that. We'll see how it goes from there. You know, sometimes the villain can be the best part of a movie. Even at Christmas time, People Magazine put together a list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time. Here they are. Mr. Potter came out number one from It's a Wonderful Life. By the way, Lionel Barrymore, who played Mr. Potter, is Drew Barrymore's a great uncle. Neighborhood bully Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story. He had yellow teeth. Yeah, right. What did he say? Green teeth. Really, he did. Hans Gruber, Alan Rickman from Die Hard. Yep, they consider that the Christmas movie. The Wet Bandits, Harry and Marv, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern from Home Alone. The Grinch, Jim Carrey from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And Ebenezer Scrooge from any version of A Christmas Carol. My favorite version of A Christmas Carol, don't laugh, it's Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. That's my favorite one.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Johnny Mathis, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. You got all the slush on the road. Yeah, it gives you that Christmas feel. It's 6:22 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and Christmas Classics, too. Today, got some clouds for you. Chance of drizzle today. Highs near 38. Cloudy. Lows 32 tonight. Cloudy Christmas Eve day. Highs near 37. And Christmas Day, cloudy with a high near 39. Good traveling weather. Perfect traveling weather. And right now, we've got a cloudy sky. We've got 34 degrees here at Radio Park. The most dangerous day of the month is, the most dangerous day of the month to be on the roads is today, Monday, December 23rd, because a ton of drivers are distracted out there. Oh, no. Just be careful, all right? Don't be gray. Just drift away now.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. Outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you
carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Drift Away, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics here at WRJN. Someone did a poll on holiday etiquette. Here are some of the fascinating results. Leaving the price tag on a gift. 56% say unacceptable. I would say 100% should say unacceptable. You don't leave a price tag on a gift unless you paid retail, and then, you know, maybe you want to do that. Giving a child a toy gun as a gift, 40% say it's not okay. Giving a pet as a gift, 38% say unacceptable, especially if it's a surprise. And maybe they don't want it. They give puppies a lot at Christmas time. And finally, the person you're giving it to doesn't want a puppy. You really got to want a dog to take care of it. And I just say giving a dog to somebody who doesn't really want one is a bad idea. Not giving a gift to someone who gave you one, 37% say not cool. Giving a gift that's secondhand or used, 34% say unacceptable. I have no problem with that. If it's a really unique gift and it was only available used, you know, I say go ahead with it. That's pretty good. Asking for cash as a gift, 29% say don't do that. Giving someone else's child a gift that makes a lot of noise. Yeah, give your worst relative for their little kid, give them a drum set. 28% say unacceptable. Regifting an item, 25% say that's unacceptable. I never regifted an item. Giving a gift that's unwrapped, 24% say unacceptable. People do it, though. And giving a gift after the holidays are over, 7% say unacceptable.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. This gracious great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was money. You came along and ooh, now honey, I changed my mind. This world is fine. This gracious great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. love you like I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you mind. Ain't it your turn to hear that I quit on my tongue? Real never somebody show him fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. This is great. Balls of fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis. You know what he's famous for? Marrying his 13-year-old cousin. Isn't that if you look up Jerry Lee Lewis anywhere, they always mention that he married his 13-year-old cousin. I don't know why. All the great music that guy did, played with Elvis, he played with all the big, married his 13-year-old cousin. That's what they always print. If you need some extra cash in the holiday season, everybody needs some extra cash. In the state of Florida, anyone can execute a criminal on death row. You apply, you get paid $150 if they pick you to do it. $150 in your pocket. Huh. Okay. 6:30. WRJ, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too. But first, let's check news, see what's going on in the world. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a winter weather advisory today. The National Weather Service is warning of icy conditions through 6 tonight. Forecasters are talking about a potential glaze of ice that could coat the area, making roads awful. People are advised to expect a slower commute and to be cautious. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans. And the newest resident at the Racine Zoo is a little slow. The zoo has welcomed a two-toed sloth to its animal family. 28-year-old Missy comes to Racine from the Cleveland Zoo. Missy is in her new exhibit at the zoo's Vanishing Kingdom. People can find her on the south side of that building near the Tamarins. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
While Wisconsin has been fortunate to avoid significant feral hog issues, Wisconsin's northern counties have reported some isolated cases over the years. And these aren't the same hogs that you're seeing when you go to the county fair. Jeff Morris, University Extension Swine Specialist, shares why it's important to be on the lookout.
They thrive, and those sows can have up to 2 litters a year, and with 10 pigs per litter. So you think about just one female can increase that size of their herd by 20. And so anyway, and they were very hardy, so nothing kills them, you know, as far as from weather and that type of thing. So they are so hardy and be able to survive in so many different conditions.
That's our University Extension Swine Specialist, Jeff Morris, along with us. You can hear the full interview with him on our podcast at thefarmwi.com. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee will host a one-day Cultivate and Connect conference that will take place on February 15th at the North Star Conference Center in DeForest. Cultivate and Connect is the Promotion Education Committee's initiative to inspire, educate, and empower Farm Bureau members and agricultural leaders by providing innovative learning experiences, networking opportunities, and actionable insights for advancing Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Another exciting thing coming up is Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be presenting Wheels of Agriculture. It's a special holiday showcase of tractors and farm equipment open now through January 4th. You can learn more about this as well as stay up to date on all things agriculture by downloading our app at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
We have some light snow and freezing drizzle on the way today. It's not going to be a lot, but it definitely will be enough to make roads and surfaces very slippery at times, so take it easy today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest 5 to 15. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, 37. Christmas Day, cloudy, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
I'm not like, really worried about dying, though. Like, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not trying to be tough. Like, I'm not afraid to die. But, like, I'm actually, like, looking forward to my funeral, which sounds kind of weird, because, like, I just like to have fun, you know? And I'm going to have fun with my funeral. Because I think you should. Like, it's your last party on Earth, you know? It's like, I think you should, like, spice it up. You know, like, I've got a couple things I'm going to do. First thing I'm going to do for my funeral is I'm going to have, like, a chunk of money and send it off to some random celebrity and have him show up at my funeral. Like, save up, like, $5,000 just for this, you know? And be like, here's $5,000 and mail it off to some celebrity, like John Stamos from Full House. Here's $5,000. All you have to do, keep the money, just fly to my funeral, show up, cry, and leave. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just show up, cry. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody or anything. I just think it'd be great to see all my friends and family at the funeral, like, oh my God, I can't believe he's dead, man. He's dead. It's just not right, man. It's just not right. Hey, is that John Stamos? What is he doing here? Did Nick know John Stamos? Oh my God, he's really crying. Were they brothers? What? Was Nick's last name Stamos?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Christmas classic, but it's a good Christmas song. B. Bumble and the Stingers and the Nutrocker. I don't know if you I remember that from the early 60s. It's 639 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. According to an expert on insects, if you have a real Christmas tree in your house, it's probably home to 25,000 insects and spiders. Many of them hibernated winter, but when you bring them into your nice warm home, they wake up. That's the bad news. The good news is most don't leave the tree. They'll probably die soon, but still, you're sleeping a night with 25,000 insects marching around in that tree. Gives you the creepy crawls, doesn't it? 639 WRJN with Sonny and Cher.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt, the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time.
The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
The beat goes on. Sonny and Cher, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too. 6:43 at WRJN. You know, there are only two shopping days left till Christmas, and if you're still searching for the gift for your boyfriend or girlfriend, it's time to start panicking. Here are two of the worst Christmas gifts for women: anything she needs instead of what she wants, and a card you sign right in front of her. Oh, don't do that. For men, clothes for a better version of him. Now, getting a guy new clothes is fine as long as they fit his style. But if they don't, it makes it seem like you want to, you know, recreate him and change him. And I don't care personally. I think I need some changing, but a lot of guys don't like that. Two more days to Christmas to shop. I got everything. Everything's wrapped, ready to go. I can finally sit back, put my feet up, and not worry. Here's BJ Thomas, hooked on a feeling. 6:44 now at WRJN.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know. I'm hooked on a feeling. I-
Tamas, Hooked on a Feeling, local news, Tamas hits, and Christmas classics, too. Got one coming up for you in just a moment. 646 at WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day, chance drizzle with a high near 38. Cloudy, lows around 32 tonight. Cloudy, highs near 37 tomorrow, Christmas Eve day. And Christmas Day, cloudy with a high near 39. So all that snow should be melting right now. Cloudy, 34 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. How many employees would Santa need on Christmas Eve to deliver presents to every kid worldwide? You know, without the magic of Christmas. All right. Representatives from FedEx and UPS actually crunched the numbers. Santa would need 12 million employees.
As holiday celebrations surround us, O&H Danish Bakery has oven-fresh Danish delights to make your friends and family gatherings extra special. From breads and rolls to scratch-made pies, cakes, cookies, and of course, Kringle, O&H brings a smile to every table. O&H Danish Bakery extends warm holiday wishes and a heartfelt thanks for your patronage throughout the year. And remember, when visiting family and friends, be sure to bring a Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir,
Flames,
fades, flips, good again, just outside the left elbow,
here,
goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
W-R-J-N.
from the movie Home Alone, Somewhere in My Memory. Isn't that a great song? John Williams. Good morning, WRJN, local news, tablet hits, and Christmas classics just like that. Speaking about Home Alone, remember the Wet Bandits? Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern? Remember all the trouble they got into? And all the injuries they got? Well, here are the top six ways people get injured in or around Christmas. Be careful. Number one, slipping and falling on ice. The rest of the top six are shoveling snow, preparing, participating in winter sports, shopping, accidents, traveling, and wrapping presents. 7% of people have suffered some kind of physical pain just from wrapping presents. My goodness, I didn't know it was that strenuous. Of course, be careful so you don't get an iron to the face. Be careful you don't touch a doorknob that's like 5,000 degrees. That's so many other things from that movie, Home Alone. Be careful because it could be dangerous, right? All right. 6:53, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN with Van Morrison.
Don't want to discuss it. Think it's time for a change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange.
Domino, Van Morrison, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well. Hey, waiting for a gift from your coworker? 1 in 8 people say they give their coworkers gifts often. 61% of people say they rarely or never give anything to the people at work. What does that tell you, huh? I've got a few gifts this year already. I haven't given any, but I've got some. Actually, I think I did give a gift this year. Huh. It's 6:56. Here come the Outsiders at WRJN. Time won't let me.
I can't wait forever. Even though you want me to. Time won't let me.
with that love. Can't you see I've waited too long to love you, to hold you in my arms?
Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics through the Outsiders. Time won't let me. 6:59 at WRJN. If you plan to tip your letter carrier around Christmas time, the United States Postal Service workers are allowed to accept gifts as long as they cost $20 or less. I just gave a $20 Panera gift card to someone, our letter carrier. I had to make sure it was her first because I know she's got blue hair and she was wearing a hat. So I walked up to her and said, "Are you the one with blue hair?" She goes, "Yes." I said, "This is for you." There's no official policy for United Parcel Service at UPS, but they're discouraged from accepting anything. FedEx employees can accept gifts valued at $75 or less. Wow, $75. But they cannot accept cash or gift cards. Amazon drivers allowed to accept tips, though it's not expected. And if you're really a generous person, you could choose to tip your grocery delivery person, your newspaper delivery person, if you still get a newspaper, and your garbage collector. I just tip my garbage collector. I give a little tiny, gift card, $10 gift cards. Reasonable tip for them, $10 up to $30. But, it's such a thankless job to do that I think a little gift card, just get out there when they lift up the garbage pails into the truck. Usually it's one person doing everything now on those trucks, so a little gift card won't hurt. It's 7 o'clock. It might keep your garbage from being spilled all over the street, too. You never know. 7 o'clock here at WRJN, and let's check news at the top of the hour.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
Here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. CBS News has obtained the final draft of the House Ethics Committee report on former Florida Congressman and Attorney